The following podcast may contain spoilers.
Hello, and welcome to Binge Movies, episode 106. I'm Jason. This is the show that ranks and eliminates movies to determine which ones are most worthy of preservation for all time, even beyond the end times. In this episode, The Vault! Was the year that would not die. 2021 is the year that has just flown by. That has been my experience. I don't know what yours has been, but we are heading into the final quarter of 2021, which means we're heading into the very last season of the year of Binge Movies. Can you imagine that? We are at 5.4 almost already. The fall winter season will be coming before you know it. But before we get to the new stuff, we got to take care of some old stuff. We got to take care of some old business because we just had Last Movie Standing. Beach Bro! You can't just say Beach Brawl. You either have to say Beach Brawl! Like an air horn. Or you have to say it like, you know, Beach Brawl. God damn it. There's an E on this podcast for a reason. There are some folks out there who have said that, you know, this is not a child-friendly podcast. Well, no shit, motherfucker. That's why the E's on there. It's explicit. In the words of my mother, it's filth. It's up to you whether or not you want to have your kid listen to filth.
Filth are my politics. Filth is my life. Take whatever you like.
And some would argue, well, why do you want to put filth out there in the world? Have you seen the world lately? Do you really think we're making a difference here in terms of filth? I mean, come on.
I mean, look around you. Something is wrong.
Yeah, let's, without much further ado, let's just get into it. We just had Last Movie Standing. Beach Bro! Beach Bro! And it came down to two films. This is your chance to go back and listen to it, your final chance, unless you want it just to be spoiled for you. It came down to Hollywood, Jake Thomas versus Thunder in Paradise, Robert Yanez Jr., creator, head, CFO, CEO, VCR of Crooked Table Productions. We had our Last Movie Standing snake debate format, which we do at the end of every season. We pit a film critic versus another film critic, a film fanatic versus another film fanatic. In this case, a filmmaker versus a film podcaster. According to you, the Binge Lords, because you have the power, you have the only power in the universe that matters as far as I'm concerned, which is getting to create what I believe is to be the very first, maybe definitive, arguable, we'll see what the future holds, but certainly the very first film canon. Do you understand that, dear listener?
Do you understand that, dear binge lore listening to me right now on your radio? Right now coming through your cell phone? Right now on your broadcast? Can you hear me? Do you understand? Do you grasp what it is that I'm saying to you?
You got your AFIs, you got your IMDBs, you got your Rotten Tomatoes, you have the film snob, the film academic, the film critic canon of what they say the best movies of all time are. But we have flipped the script on all of those people. We have turned it around and we've taken it from the intelligentsia and we've given film culture back to you, the people. You're creating the people's canon. You're creating the vault. And this one was tough. It was tough for me. It was tough for both competitors. I thought they both did a good job. I think Jake is sharp as a tack. I think he's funny. I'd love to have him on every time if I could. But it's just, c'est la vie. And then we have Robert Yanez Jr. And I don't know very many people who speak as passionately about the movies they love than Robert Yanez Jr. with that silky voice of his just coming in. And you don't know, is he seducing me or is he trying to win an argument? I don't know. But who Mrs. Yanez Jr. is a lucky lady. Let me tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, especially with that handlebar mustache. God damn, Robert. These guys had an unenviable task of debating two separate films that are both maybe pinnacles of filmmaking in each of their respective decades, beloved by many, and the vote goes up, the episode drops, and the vote goes up. We drop the episodes of Last Movie Standing on Tuesday, as we do all of our episodes, and on the very next day, Wednesday, that's when the polls go up, and the exclusive place for you to vote for the People's Canon that we call The Vault, is on our Twitter, at Binge Movies. And it just so happened to drop the same day that reactions came in for Ghostbusters Afterlife and Matrix 4 Resurrections from CinemaCon, and the whole internet was abuzz, and Ghostbusters takes this giant lead, like with several votes, like 75% lead, and then very, very quickly, as word of Matrix 4, aka Matrix Resurrections, began to spread, Robert just caught up out of nowhere. And it was neck and neck until the very end. And it came down to a 4% difference in the vote. It was almost a split 50-50 vote. But by 4%, the final elimination, the final movie to fall, sent off into oblivion and marked for deletion, The Matrix! Which means the next entry into the vault is Ghostbusters!
I love this town!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Robert. I know that you feel that the cards were stacked against you, and I cannot lie, because they were. And in fact, I have a voice memo here from a listener who had some choice words for your host here. He had some choice words for myself and for the institution that is Binge Movies. And I will play that voice memo for you right now.
You nasty, filthy, sloppy, disgusting, filthy fucking animal. You fucking pig. You should be ashamed of yourself. Lock him up, you fucking dog, you.
I didn't stack the cards against him as far as the vote goes. I didn't vote. I don't have sock puppet accounts. I literally don't vote. I just put the stuff up there and go, hey, here you go. Matrix fans, Ghostbusters fans, movie fans, binge lords, binge elite, all of our listeners, subscribers, go ahead and check this stuff out and vote. And Ghostbusters won, which is, does it make up for Rocky? Does not make up for Rocky. But it does put me at ease a little bit. So I feel really great about that. Now, as far as the future is concerned, what do you see coming, you know, Jason, if you look in your crystal ball? Were to happen to have a time dilation somewhere in, you know, let's say, the basement of a video store in Akron, Ohio, and you could sort of peer through a crevice in the fabric of space and time and see multiple alternate realities and potentially even send home videos through that dimensional portal and receive home videos from other dimensions and maybe rent them or sell them to folks in Akron, Ohio and around the world once they become Binge Movies members. Let's just say that I had that ability hypothetically, you know, just as a lark, just as a what if. Okay, here's the what if. I see the future. I know all things, and I can never die. So that's the what if. That's the premise, right? So obviously, what if that's true, and somehow my interactions with this this, let's call it an exchange, if you will, this nexus point between multiple iterations of the same timeline, if my proximity to that were to somehow make me immortal and slightly insane, but also gave me the ability to predict the future, what would I predict as far as binge movies is concerned? I would predict the following. I would predict the first ever live episode of Binge Movies that will not be recorded, that will not go on the main feed, that will be a one-time show live for those in attendance, those in the audience only, and because of a surging Delta variant, it's going to be virtual, baby, like everything else has been for the last 18 months. So our listeners completely around the world will be able to join us. With one little caveat, it's going to be for members only, because we're calling this a beta test. This is going to be a members only exclusive watch along. We put up a poll on Twitter and said to our followers, if we do a watch along, what kind of genre of movie would you prefer to watch? Would you want to watch a classic? Would you want to watch a fan favorite? Would you want to watch, you know, a horror movie or schlock? With 98% of the vote, it was schlock. So we have found a movie that is easily accessible, I believe, around the world, and it's a movie so bad, it was made and then never released, and it was something I saw once, I saw a trailer for it once, was convinced it existed, told people it existed, was mocked as if I made it up. It's like saying that your uncle worked for Nintendo. You know, it's like, well, you know, well, my uncle works for Nintendo and I have a microchip for a VR or whatever, whatever, which is a very common lie that kids told in the 90s. But this wasn't a lie. This was a real thing. And thanks to the power of the internet, it is now accessible with questionable legality, but it is accessible. Do it at your own risk and a very public site. And, with a little bit of Google Foo, you'll be able to find it and you'll be able to watch it with us if you are a member. Which leads me to, again, if I could see the future and potentially read people's minds, I'm reading your mind, dear listener. And well, how does one become a member of Binge Movies? Well, for $3.99 a month, you get a personalized Binge Movies Video Club card, which we will mail to you. We have sent these things out to the world. Literally, we've sent them to different continents. So we have global members, which I do appreciate that, because that's just really cool. It will take a long time to get to you, but it will show up. We will personalize it to you. We will throw in there with the card a retro pack of trading cards, legit trading cards. I still have a stack left for Batman 1989 original unopened packs of trading cards. Just don't eat the gum. God damn you, don't eat the gum, please. Okay, that's number two. We'll throw in some stickers, miscellaneous mysterious stickers. We'll throw in a Binge Movies retro sticker and maybe a couple other surprises along the way. And that will also entitle you to a free feature presentation review of any movie of your choice that we haven't covered, as long as it's not porno. If you stop at the point of pornography, then we do that. It's, you know, we have sponsored content. We're gonna have some more coming up in the future, but this basically gives you a sponsored episode for free. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, we're always trying to come up with new things and different things that we could do sort of directly from us, our base of operations here in sunny tropical Akron, Ohio, just for our members, just for active members. So if you become an active member today, you'll be able to do that. We hope to be doing it here sometime in the Western Hemisphere's fall. So not too shortly here, probably in the next, I'd say six weeks or so is kind of what we're aiming for. So if you want to become a member, go to bingemovies.podbean.com today. Hit the get your membership button, take you through PayPal. They set it all up for you. You can cancel anytime, no strings attached. It's $3.99, and you'll be a audience member and participant in the very first, very exclusive live episode of Binge Movies. We're going to do a live watch along for a movie so bad it was never officially released. You voted for it, people, so just remember, be careful what you wish for. Now, what else? If I could See the future. I see. Oh my. I see the most prestigious, highly rated 5 films all on the same episode. For the first time ever, I binged movies. That's about as far as I can see right now. You know, hypothetically, I mean, you know. On one final note, I would like to offer a thanks, speaking of some of our members, to someone who just signed up back in the midsummer during VHS summer, Brian Scuttle, former guest on Binge Movies, also now a Binge Movies Video Club member. So thank you to Brian. You know, Brian's been in this game doing this stuff for about 20 years, probably more than 20 years now, since the late 90s, early 2000s, over at sonic-cinema.com. He's got a YouTube channel. He's experimenting over on Twitch. He's he does a lot of written reviews. He's just, you know, you go to his website, you'll see all the different stuff that he does. He makes some frequent guest appearances out there on the interwebs. So track him down. He's an interesting character in the world of film Twitter, and he is now a Binge Movies member. And, you know, here's the thing, right? Independent podcast, DIY podcast, DIY or die, are the sort of podcast where you desperately need grassroots people to get behind you. And it's people like Brian who make that possible. My personal philosophy is to always try to add value to the things that we do for our listeners. I want you to feel like you got more than what you put in out of this thing. And if you're willing to go above and beyond for us, then why in the hell would we not be willing to go above and beyond for you? So that is my personal philosophy. So if you've been on the fence about supporting us or for frankly any other podcast or content creator, just please consider it. You know, if you haven't left us a review, if you haven't subscribed, if you haven't done all the stuff that everybody wants you to do, please go do it for us now, and maybe do it for somebody else too. So I greatly appreciate each and every single one of you. I can't wait to join you again for our members. It's going to be fun to be able to connect with you as we watch one of the all-time, potentially worst films of all time. And yeah, I'm excited for the next season. What I can tell you for sure is we're going to be pushing the envelope as far as the sort of movies we're watching, the genres of movies we're watching. We're going to get wilder, weirder, and stretch our legs further than ever before. We're going into some old-timey shit, some recent shit, and some big-time names and some big-time franchises. So stick with us, and thanks for getting us this far. And until next time, binge on.
I'm Freddy Krueger, and you're invited to my special get-together. But beware, you may never leave. Dial this number now. I've got some grisly details for you. And if you're one of my lucky callers selected at random, you'll talk to me live while you're awake and safe. So dial this number now if you dare. Talk to me live. Freddy Krueger is waiting just for you.
$2 for the first minute, 35 cents each additional minute.